There's strong support for the respecting of the rights of vulnerable people within our long-term residential settings, and that's certainly very, very much an aim of HICWA. So there's widespread public support for that. Certainly, there was a disappointment that there is still public witnessing of poor provision of our health and social care services, and 47% of people had reported that they had witnessed poor care provision within our acute healthcare setting, with the specifics of access to care and waiting times being cited in that. There was also 21% witnessed poor care within our home care services and within our services within nursing homes. There was a widespread misperception that certain services are currently regulated by HICWA, and that includes private healthcare services and home care services. And recently we have been, seeking from government a change in policy, particularly around home care services, where we believe people are particularly vulnerable who are in receipt of that sort of care. We are currently regulating formally within private nursing home sector, so that they would be part of, the reporting mechanism that we have both in Donegal and across the state. When we talk about private healthcare provision here, we really are talking about private hospitals. That is one area that is currently not subject of formal regulation. But I think critically here, it's about, the state through its health and social care regulator taking responsibility for the regulation of services and making sure that the providers of services are held to account through their adherence to regulations and national standards.
In your view, is the law strong enough, and is this a matter of the various facilities adhering to that law, or does the law need to be changed and strengthened, perhaps to give you more powers?
I think certainly there is a requirement now to look at law to strengthen the powers of the state's regulator, particularly within healthcare. Currently, within healthcare, that's within our public and voluntary hospitals, as well as I've said, the non-regulation or the non-monitoring of services within private healthcare, there isn't actually any powers of enforcement, etc. So we believe that similar powers should be extended to HICWA that we currently have in relation to designated centres for people with an intellectual disability or for the nursing home sector.